and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Man Up.
And welcome to your second edition of Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. This is a pre-recorded show for a number of reasons. One, Ted's in Mexico. And two, I can't be here tonight, but you're going to hear it right now from 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. But like I said, our second edition of Man Up, we're going to be talking to Nate Hutt here in a couple of minutes with our spirit of the month. And my co-host is Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning there, Airborne.
I'm here. I'm representing the U.S. Army half of your show.
So half.
I'm stepping in for Ted. I'm shorter.
Well, Ted should be calling. He, like I said, is in Mexico, and I just got a hold of him. So maybe they're having some problems that way. But anyway, welcome aboard, everybody.
Yes.
A lot of things happening in our world right now. Of course, when Nate calls, we're going to be going to him so we can find out what our bourbon or our spirit of the month is. Of course, the situation in the Ukraine. Whoa. Yeah. You know, we talk about Man Up, and this is a time, in my humble opinion, that our country needs to man up. And not only our country, but Europe, Southeast Asia, South America, all of North America, including, Canada. We all need to man up and stand up to this guy.
India.
Putin. India. And we need to make a statement that says you cannot invade another country. My God, this isn't, well, you know, this isn't 1939 or 38 when Hitler started off. Oh, just give me this. Just give me this.
It does bring up the memory of exactly Czechoslovakia and Austria. Hitler just wanted more living room for the German people.
More room there. And no, but I won't go any further. You just give me this. And Neville Chamberlain.
We did.
Gave it. No, okay. All right, fine. Take those countries. Well, this country, the Ukraine, it's a danger. That country's a danger to Putin because they're a democratic country. They have elections. Now, I'm not saying their president is the best guy in the world, but let's just think about that can you just go in with 150,000 troops and take a country over? I find this abhorrent in today's time and today with what's going on in our world to think you can still do this.
I lived in a Ukrainian family's home many years ago, and the Russians under Stalin literally tried to destroy all of the Ukrainian people by starvation in the 1930s, totally covered up by even the New York Times.
Right.
But basically, so the Russian people have despised and diminished the Ukrainians for nearly 100 years.
Well, look, we're going to come back to that, but on the line's Nate Hutt. Good morning, Nate. I guess it is morning, but it's tonight, so I'll just say hello, Nate.
Hello.
Hey, this is Nate Hutt, Jefferson State Laser, but he is our spirit advisor. When I say spirits, I'm not talking about ghosts wafting through the area. I'm talking about alcohol. So what's your choice for us this month?
Ooh, this month. Well, good to hear from you guys. Glad to be on the show. I appreciate it. This is the Man Up segment, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Man Up. Ted's
man
manning
up
in Mexico.
Kidding. I love the name.
and I'm here.
We're going to man up with this. Oh, Ted's in Mexico?
Ted's in Mexico. I got Doug McConnell with me. He's a 101st Airborne kind of guy.
So I'm listening, so I'm going to learn
and
something.
And he's writing it down,
I
too.
I got my notebook open. My pen is ready.
Oh, outstanding. Well, if we're manning up this segment, we're manning up with some Four Roses Single Barrel Select this week.
Oh, okay.
Four Roses. Going to put a little hair on your chest.
Four Roses. Now, this is a single barrel.
It is a single barrel select. or a small batch select. I misspoke. I'm sorry. Small batch select.
Small batch. Got it.
Yep.
So how about hair on my head?
Hair on your head? I don't know. It depends on how much you drink.
So what do we like about this, Nate?
I mean, if this is the bourbon lover's bourbon. It has got all the classic notes of vanilla, caramel, heat, you know, a little cream brulee. I mean, it's just the absolute classic. They age them in oak barrels, so it's got a super nice, oaky, you know, warm flavor to it, as well as the nose. You can soak in the whole bottle. This is my dad's personal favorite bottle. I don't know how many he has now, maybe a dozen. Whenever they're at Costco, he gets them.
Well, you know, Four Roses has been around a long time. And so you usually you hear about other kind of smaller esoteric brands, but this is a major brand, though, that has stepped it up, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do, I had said single barrel on accident at the beginning of the segment, but they do have some outstanding single barrels. But, you know, today the small batch select, you know, they only pull from a few barrels. I want to say they pull from two barrels. Both of the, the minimum aging requirement for these is 6 to 7 years. So they get a good amount of time, you know, soaking in everything from that oak.
Well, that sounds good. Now, we can pick this up at, I guess, any liquor store then. We don't have to. Or is it because it's the small batch, is it hard to get?
It is actually not very hard to get. You'll just find a lot of different prices for it. Costco generally has the best prices on booze if you could find them there.
Yeah.
But Liquor Barn also has them, and you know, it's 104 proof, so it definitely packs a punch. But you can get it pretty much anywhere.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Okay, so we're talking Four Roses. Our expert says Four Roses, small batch.
Select.
104 proof?
Yeah, there is a small batch and a small batch select. There's a difference.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so it's small batch select. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. And this is our bourbon of the month. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, small batch select.
We may have to find some.
And it does have I said you got to man up to drink it. It's pretty fierce, you know, on the nose when you smell it. It'll come at you, but man, it's warm going down, and it leaves just a great, you know, kind of like a medium finish to it. It doesn't linger too long, and it doesn't burn. Just really, really the bourbon man's bourbon.
Whoa. Well, then, you know, I guess I may have to go out and buy
even
a bottle of this.
Even for tonight.
For tonight, let people taste it.
Sign me up.
And man up. So, Nate Hutt, thank you so much, buddy. Jefferson State Laser, how do people get a hold of you?
You can either call my phone number, or we have an Instagram. That's how we recommend most people is going to the Instagram and writing us a message. It's the easiest way. Jefferson State Laser.
All right. Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Appreciate the help.
Thank you, boys. Have a good day.
You bet. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Man Up.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys. You gotta draw a hard line. When the smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back.
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. It is a pre-recorded show, so you can't call in tonight, but you can listen. We're scattered everywhere. Ted's down in Mexico. I'm here, but I have my co-host here, Dr. Doug McConnell, a colonel in the United States Army, 101st Airborne. So thanks a lot for joining us here, Doug.
Yes, happy to. I have to qualify that as the medical corps, which people realize is a little different than the...
Well, but you know what? To me, it's not.
Okay,
it's medical corps. But I think of those medical people that were up there in Fallujah with us in our CP area where they were keeping people alive. Those are the ones that when people got injured, we brought them back there either through helicopter or trucks, depending on which way was going to be quicker. And they were there in that golden hour, stabilize, save lives, and then move them on to the hospital. So, you know, what we were getting shelled, they were getting shelled.
Yeah.
We had doctors outside the lines a lot helping people. So
historically, the military medicine has been the leader of development for civilian medicine, of new techniques and new devices.
Oh, yeah. And that too.
So actually, we all benefit.
When we left... we were talking about the Ukraine, and it appears that the Russians have seized Chernobyl. I'm not sure why, but they have taken that. They think this is just going to be the first part of a multiple phase operation to take over all of Ukraine. And then, you know what? Taiwan warns of destabilizing actions by Chinese as Russian invades Ukraine.
Prodrome.
Yeah. So here we go. It'll be interesting to see what I think President Biden is going to be addressing the nation at 10:30 today. 1:30 Eastern Time, 10:30 out here, to see what he says what our reaction is going to be like this.
And will he take questions?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing is,
we've got
NATO, we've moved some more troops into NATO. If I was somebody right along the border of Russia,
correct,
I'd have a lot of concerns right now about that. You know, what are they going to do? And this isn't the first time Putin's done some things. So it's going to be interesting. And on Facebook, I see a lot of people are really concerned about this. They're afraid of World War III starting. You know, as Putin's already told everybody, back off, because otherwise I'm going to bring, you know, death and terror to you.
Mm-hmm.
He used different words, but that's essentially what he said. We're still trying to get Ted on the line from Mexico.
Yeah, you know what? He is so in and out that I just told him it probably wouldn't be worth it because I could only understand about half of what he said.
Okay, well, that works then.
Oh, sorry.
That's too bad. Well, let me tell you where Ted is. He's down in Mexico, and he and Perry, and they're hunting turkeys. They are going to do the Grand Slam of turkeys, you know, all different species. There's like five. And then they're going to do the United States Slam, which is where you take a turkey in all 49 states that have turkeys. The only state that doesn't have a turkey is, you guess, where?
Alaska.
There you go. Boy, that's good.
Temperature. Yeah,
temperature.
It's biology.
Yeah. Well, see, this is why you're on here today. One of the reasons.
I can make a good guess. That's wonderful.
Make a good guess.
I'm really
there.
Proud of that.
That's
Thank
right.
you.
You know, Alaska doesn't have turkeys, but every other state, including Hawaii, has turkeys. Different species of them.
We are talking
Florida.
About the definition of fowl, not people. There are plenty of turkeys.
No, yeah.
There. Okay.
No. Yeah. So that's where they are right now. We thought he'd be able to call in. Well, obviously, their system isn't as good as ours to be able to do that. I know he got his turkey. I saw a photo of it yesterday. It's beautiful. Going back to the Ukraine and the things that are happening right now, what is your best opinion? You're a very educated man.
Well, as I said, I lived with a Ukrainian family many years ago during college. I took a room in their house, and I learned about the horrible treatment of the Ukrainians by the Russians in the 1930s. And Stalin basically set out to starve the nation.
Yes.
And he was very successful in the sense of millions of children. So the brutality shown towards the Ukrainians was quite evident. And there's no way they really love and dove, even though they have a Slavic or a similar culture, they are definitely.
Yeah,
different.
Well, you know, Putin said is that the Communist Party and the revolution is the ones that made the Ukraine, you know, over 100 years ago. That's what formed the Ukraine. And so, like you said, though, Stalin went in and tried to kill him off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think the origin.
Keep talking.
Okay. I think the origin of the Cossacks and the Great Plains and interaction with the Polish border goes way back to the Ukrainian people. And then, of course, the Poles are north of that. And they were always trapped between the Germans, the Russians, and the Poles. And
yeah.
So I don't particularly expert in that area. But when World War II ended, obviously the Soviet Union came around and extended its sphere of influence to all of the nations of Eastern Europe, which now mostly have returned to the West, like Czechoslovakia and Poland and others. But the other ones at great risk here are Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, way up in the north there, which are definitely different peoples and nations, but I'm pretty sure he wants them back in the fold. And
yeah.
So the question is, do you feed a wolf a small bite and try to pacify him, or do you, he's ultimately a wolf?
No, you shoot the wolf.
And I shoot the wolf, okay. I would agree with you. There has to be a national uprising, but he's not stepping on NATO's toes yet.
Not yet.
And everybody's sort of dancing, but you don't find the UN coming up and making the pronouncements that you're describing, but plus China China and Russia have two of the votes on the Security Council can block anything.
Sure.
So the UN is like chess. It's can't
well, the,
do much.
The G7, Biden's been going to the G7, which is Germany, Canada, the French, the Italian, Japanese, the UK Prime Minister, European Commission President, European Council President, and the NATO Secretary General. Now, they're supposed to be coming out, as he says, with devastating sanctions, but sanctions were already used to keep him from going in, and as you can tell, slow him down.
I never knew what they were. They kept talking about them.
I know.
No one identified them, and I think, I can't tell you what's real and what's flimflam in this, but the truth is, actions that would show commitment to basically defeating him would be to reestablish the American production of
oil,
petroleum,
and start
and then
and cut
replace,
them off totally.
Them off, and the United States say, "No, we're going back to what we know we can do and prove." So 2 years ago, and everything I've said before, whatever his bowing at the green deal altar is, he has to put that on hold. That's one of the prices. Remember, he's telling us yesterday we're going to have to expect to pay some prices. Well, that means all the religion and cult of Green New Deal has to basically be put on hold while the nation takes care of a real threat.
And I agree 100% like this. He's going to have to back off on this, and everybody needs to understand this, is already oil has shot past $100 a barrel.
Correct.
The stock market is having its problems right now because of this. But you're right. The Saudis are going to have to pick up the oil. We need to pick up the oil and then keep Russia totally, cut them off totally from shipping oil. Nobody's going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
really their
keeps
economy.
Keeps them afloat.
You can dry his economy up if everybody shuts down. Well, Germany says we're not going to take gas through all that stuff. But the one big statement that would really ripple is for the United States, no, we're back to 105% of our previous oil production because we can do it and we've proven it.
Yeah.
And we're ignoring all the other BS that we've dealt with lately.
Yeah.
And we decide to become to take care of the world's energy supply and replace Russia,
which we can do. Now, Russia launched more than 100 ballistic missiles into the Ukraine overnight, including short range, medium range, cruise, and surface to air. Now, the other thing we talked about is they're issuing firearms
to
Ukrainian citizens. Now, because if you're a Ukrainian citizen, you can't have a firearm. But my first comment on that was, well, okay, but if you don't know how to use it, well, it turns out that that Ukraine over the last few weeks has been giving classes on how to utilize firearms and all these, so that people have been trained. They were trained in mock replicas, but they were trained how to load, aim, shoot, reload, you know, all that. So they're issuing that out to their populace to be able to fight the Russians.
I did see the pictures of that.
Yeah,
but you and I understand that there's a long move from just giving someone a modern weapon and expecting them to use it effectively. But Switzerland, for years, has exactly that public policy. Every house has to have weapons, and every man is trained in them. And it's an interesting country that has...
I love Putin's comment.
Mm-hmm.
His pledge was to denazify the Ukraine. You know, World War II is huge in Russia, of course.
Sure.
And they suffered more deaths than any other country under fighting Hitler. But, to say that Ukrainian nationalists are neo-Nazis seeking revenge, I mean, this is, anybody knows this isn't true. This is just disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine is now led by a Jewish president who lost relatives in the Holocaust. You know, so we go back into this, something that's going to... this is going to have a huge impact. Now, we saw what happened with COVID, how it split our country up. Is this something you think, Doug, that the countries will say, okay, you know what, produce the oil? Well, you know what, we know it's going to hurt us, too, but not as much as it's going to hurt them, and we can't just let Putin get away with this.
Yeah, and the single biggest thing to do would be to cut him at his oil production and his sales. Remember, he's profiting from this $102 a barrel oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what he sells to the world. And but today's talk, if President Biden is serious about going on a economic war footing designed to choke Putin, at that announcement, he will announce a return to production, max production of oil for the world in the United States. Would be one really important pathway that he can choose to select. Sadly, I don't think that's going to happen, but it should. Without that, then you have to question how serious are we as a nation really going to deal with this, and we could stumble into a bad event.
When we're going to take a quick break here, and we come back. Does the U.S. buy oil from Russia? Well, we're going to discuss that when we come back.
A little.
Carl Bott, Ted Leidy. Ted's down in Mexico right now, and we're having a tough time getting him on the line he's called twice, but we can't hear what he's saying. But I've got Doug McConnell, former colonel.
Lieutenant colonel.
Yeah, lieutenant colonel.
As I said.
Yeah, the longer you stay in, I'll introduce you as a general. Doug McConnell is with me tonight. We'll be right back.
I only want what I earned. Thanks.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's keep it 100. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only about it, God can't about it, nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight. And it don't matter if you're black or white. And I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Man Up.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky.
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Ted's down in Mexico hunting turkeys, and as you can imagine, you know, that's a manly type of thing to do.
Yep.
Even though that in our Jake's program, and when we take out all these youngsters, boys and girls, the only one that's had 100% success rate over the years that we've been doing this
is you?
No. A lady.
Oh.
You know what? I want her to take me out, honey. So, that type of thing. Welcome back to the show. Doug McConnell's here with me, 101st Airborne kind of guy. also a doctor. And right before we left, we talked a little bit about, you know, we've been talking about the Ukraine because, I mean, this is, could have such a severe impact on everything in the world. We get 7% of our oil imports comes from Russia.
Correct.
And so they are the fourth largest supplier of us. You know, of course, the Canada is the top supplier. Mexico was second. And Russia has 595,000 barrels per day. Saudi Arabia, believe it or not, was the fourth largest, less than Russia. So they supplied 7% of U.S. crude oil imports in late 2021, a significant number. That's going to, with everything that everybody's talking about, the upward pressure on global oil prices is going to be astronomical. Now, the Ukraine is not a big oil and gas producer. But they are an important transit location for oil and gas. So
that's correct, because the Ukraine has been a sort of a flatland thoroughfare from east and west travel for a long time, and I think a lot of the lines. I think the Nordis pipeline we've heard is designed to get around the Ukraine up in the ocean, up in the north.
But, well, you know, the thing, this Nordic pipeline is now stopped. And what I hope is, you know, President Biden pulled back from the U.S. opposing this.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why it was opposed before. It's to keep, you know, the pressure on Russia, and it would also, you know, that's hundreds of billions of dollars, and they open that up, it's going into Europe, especially Germany. Do you think it's ever going to come back, that pipeline, after this?
Well, I like it. If you're countries can be like addicts, and they're dependent on their supplier for fuel and oil. I mean, you have to have energy to survive as an economy. And I think the idea of becoming totally dependent on Russian oil, particularly when the government structured it is a bad idea for all of they. But Germany, you got to realize they destroyed their own nuclear power industry over the last decade at the altar of Green New Deal. So they destroyed clean power, or at least potentially clean. And you got the issue with nuclear waste. But be that as it may, they went down the road, and they had to substitute more imported gas for heating to replace, I think, almost all of their nuclear power grid. So they boxed themselves in, whereas France, to my knowledge, still runs a large proportion of nuclear reactors and does well. But the more dependent you are on Russia for anything, the more they control you.
Well, you know, Russia's the top natural gas supplier to Europe.
Absolutely.
And Europe could halt or limit its natural gas supply to apply pressure. But Russia could do that first to put pressure on them. Hey, we're just cutting it off. Stay away from here. Let me have the Ukraine.
And it's
part of Russia. It's ours. You know, it should have never been a breakaway. You know, blah, 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 blah.
So cities like Berlin, Hamburg all depend on warming houses. And I'm guessing if they don't have an electric grid that's supplied, they have to basically have generator plants that run off of...
Well, maybe this will be the impetus when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
To take a real good look at nuclear energy.
Uh-huh.
Nuclear energy has been a bugaboo here in the United States.
For political reasons?
For political reasons only.
Correct.
The French were using it, and it's like 97% reusable. Yeah, there's some you can't. So you figure out what to do with, you know, that, you know, those rods or that residue.
Mm-hmm.
But what it does do, it gives us 24 hours a day. It's not petroleum. And if you look at, I'd look at it at Navy ships and Navy submarines. How long have they had this? 50 years at least?
Well, it dates from 1954 with the Nautilus.
Yeah,
and then they also built a cargo ship called the Savannah.
Right. Well, think about this. A nuclear submarine where people are underwater for 6 months at a time in a nuclear, where there's a nuclear reactor, no problems.
No
problem.
Less than 300 feet away from you.
Something the size of this city block could provide the energy for all of Shasta County and probably other parts. I mean, if you're just looking at putting out, you know, the amount of wattage it could put out, maybe it's, you know, maybe the United States will also at the same time use this as a way to push for nuclear power to be totally independent of other countries.
So we're stuck as a people talking about 1979 when the China Syndrome movie, coupled with what went on Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania, put the kibosh in terms of popularity. And of course, probably the oil industry wasn't unhappy about that. But I just read that the Navy is bringing nuclear carriers in to replenish their nuclear power. They only have to do it every 24 years. That's when they refuel a nuclear carrier. And it's a big overhaul.
Yeah.
But they're now building ships, the Navy is, which the ship and the nuclear reactor have the same life expectancy. So the technology, since we started with nuclear carriers to today in shipbuilding and being dependent on a reactor, has evolved enormously. So too for generating plants for electricity. France's technology dates to the 1990s, I think, or 80s. But to build power, nuke power, I think you're right, Carl. This is going to basically say, why aren't we doing this?
Why aren't we taking a, if you want to call it a bipartisan look,
mm-hmm.
From the experts that say, why aren't we putting in, you know, and more nuclear power stations and plants and facilities throughout the United States?
I have the reason.
Yeah.
The regulatory hurdles and the time delays make almost every project totally unfeasible for private entities. So we have strangled our ability to build nuclear power plants because of the overlapping, and same with the waste disposal.
Mm-hmm.
So we, as a people, need to cut through all that and recognize you have to keep safety first. But we have destroyed ourselves in regulatory swamp. And therefore, no project is ever financially feasible.
Well, John Kerry has complains that Ukraine is diverting attention from climate change. You think?
Yes.
You think, John, you ought to be getting on board with the nuclear power industry then, so you don't want to have to import oil from mm-hmm. people like Russia or Saudi Arabia. Canada's okay. Canada's our number one. But if you don't want to have to depend on those people who are obviously not our friends. Saudi Arabia is a, quote, ally in the Middle East. But, you know, the types of things that they do and believe in is not what we believe in, but they have oil. Imagine what would happen if the, you know, United States was totally independent and most of our power comes from a nuclear energy. The amount of oil we would have then
would power us forever.
Well, not that, but it would be available to export to take over anything that Russia is sending. So, and it could send a message also to the Saudi Arabians.
So let me tell you about my personal interface to the oil industry. When I got off active duty in the Army in 81, moved to Long Beach, there are four oil islands sitting right off the coast of the beautiful beach and marina area of Long Beach, which have slant drilling under the city. They've been doing it since the 1970s. And those are all producing oil wells by five different companies. And there's never been a single event sitting, a city of 290,000 is sitting right over the oil. And they're pumping it out to the ocean edge and up to these things. There's camouflage to look like buildings,
uh-huh.
but they're islands. And you can put your boat in the lee of the island and get the wind, and you can anchor there on Sunday afternoons. And they're right where people are swimming and sailing. And there's, so 81 to today, you can do that. It's 41 years. There's never been a spill. There's never been an incident. And everybody in Long Beach that is under these drilling areas gets a revenue check. So it's worked perfectly with modern technology.
Do you remember when Mitt Romney was running against
yes. I can remember.
Barack Obama, and he said...
The town hall,
when he said Russia is our major major threat, and
he was,
Mr. Obama, you know, disagreed, and people laughed.
No,
people laughed when he said that.
He didn't disagree. He belittled Romney for bringing that up.
Yeah.
It was a very caustic remark. He said, hello, this is the 19-whatever calling.
Yeah. Well, just something else that has been included in everything that's going on. Okay. Is it time for a break, buddy? 1 minute. Okay, we've been talking about the Ukraine. Yeah. As I've told everybody, that Ted Leidy is down in Mexico on a Grand Slam turkey hunt. He'll be back next month. I've got Doug McConnell with me, and when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, another thing about Man Up.
Yep.
And we went back to Wisconsin for a pheasant hunt. And I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll be right back after these messages.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
With rain and snow, hail and slush, you know those intermittent winter weather conditions we have? Collisions are bound to happen. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers a low-cost alternative, about 30% less than the national average, and excellent workmanship as well. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992 today to make an appointment for a free estimate, or stop by 3045 Crossroads Drive today.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and the Tap House rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is a pre-recorded broadcast of Man Up.
Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. This is a recorded show. We're recording it this morning here on the 24th of February because Ted's in Mexico and he can't call in. But I'm here, but I can't be here tonight either. So we're recording it now because we like this show and we've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. So, and, so my guest is, Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a 101st Airborne kind of guy.
Thus the music.
Thus the music. That's okay. That's okay. It's catchy, but you can't, you can't dance to it.
That was my pick.
Okay.
Well, Army doesn't dance. They just advance.
I'm not going to go there. That's okay. It's Man Up. Now, we've talked about what's going on in the Ukraine, and the fact is I never knew that we were getting 7% of our oil from Ukraine, but let's move past that. I just got back from Wisconsin, and Ted left from Wisconsin to head to Mexico for a pheasant hunt there.
Mm-hmm.
Cold. The first day was so cold that my finger got so cold I couldn't feel it on the trigger. I mean, it was laying there, and I could feel pressure, but it was like, that's how cold it was.
Last month, you're saying, in January?
No, this was like last week.
Oh.
And, but the second day we hunted was a lot nicer, and there was, and the year before, there was snow on the ground, you know, that you had to push through out in the fields. And this year, the snow wasn't there, but it was ice. And then it snowed, and it kind of covered up the ice. Then we had a great day to shoot. But pheasant hunting with your friends, you know, over a good dog that goes out. We had a dog, Sadie, that would go on a point 65, 70 yards away.
That's a good dog.
Would find it and would hang on that point, stay on that point till we got up there. So, yeah, that's a daggone good dog. And then would find it. Now, the dog would find the dead bird but refused to bring it back. She did not want to put a dead bird in her mouth. Now, she'd find it and look at it, but she wouldn't, and he'd say, bring it here. And she'd look at him like, I've never brought it to you. I'm not going to start now. But she would, except for that. The other dog would grab it, would find it, get a down bird. Sometimes it'd get so excited, though, it'd jump a bird. And now it's running around with the, you know,
it's bird in its mouth.
Bird in its mouth. Now you got to find, you know.
So I took, the only fence that I ever took was in August on the
you hit it with your car?
On Turnpike in Pennsylvania. Yeah. A lot warmer, much quicker, but it was a mess.
Yeah. Well, now, Doug and I and our families, with some other people, good friends, all went up to Alturas one time.
Ah, yes.
To hunt Belgian ground squirrels.
I did know them. Yeah.
Yeah, squeaks. And that was your first time ever doing that.
It was.
And Bonnie had called me and asked what kind of rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked out a real good one for you.
Yeah.
You know, I told her the caliber and
scope,
all this.
Scope 0.17, bolt action. I mean, it was reasonable, but just what was great to take out on that hunt.
What did you take out from that? What did you take from that hunt?
Well, first off, the drive was gorgeous. We all met. It was the camaraderie and the people. It was a very much a co-ed, all couples, driving all the way out to as far east in California as you can get off 299.
I mean, you're right there on the Nevada border.
You are. And that valley, is, I think it's called Happy Valley.
It's Surprise Valley.
Surprise Valley. Well, it was a surprise and we were happy. Anyway, we went out that day and two things. One, we were neophytes, but instantly Norm Verhoot's office manager's husband took us on as students, and he had the right setup and so forth.
So
and
you had a place to shoot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He had a rest and all that. We had a rifle and no experience. Well, we were experienced with handguns.
When you say we, you mean
Bonnie,
you.
Well, I mean me. Yeah, okay. Bonnie and I were the only neophytes. There were lots of pros, like particularly Carl and Linda. But we went out there, and then immediately people were willing to help us and teach us. And it was when you tell people in Southern California you're going squirrel hunting, they look at you like it's some sort of, what's that? Well, the truth is, it involves all the basics of marksmanship and riflemanship and hunting, at the basics. But it's like you're trying to play reach out with 0.17 and 100 to 150, 200 yards. It's like whack-a-mole. These things are popping out of holes. The farmers are loving that you take it. So we all of a sudden found that this was actually a great skill set test, but it was also a community. And then we go back at night, and then most people would lie about how many they'd shot for the day, and eat pizza and drink beer.
Well, of course you have to do that. We have our own counters, you know, that you click every time you shoot.
Yeah, but yours goes two, four, six.
No, mine goes four.
Four, six.
Yeah, four, no, four, eight, eight, four, yeah. Eight, 12.
Okay.
No, the thing about this, when people say, well, how can you just shoot these? You know, because we shoot hundreds.
Yes. Absolutely.
And the reason is that each one of those little devils can eat 4 ounces of alfalfa a day. And there's hundreds of thousands, if not more, Belgian ground squirrels out there, and they couldn't poison them. So what's that do? It leaves holes in their ground. Badgers get into the holes. They make large mounds that animals will fall into, or you know, they'll put a leg into and break their leg when they're trying to thresh the and harvest the alfalfa. One of the blades will come down, hit that, and break. So it's a they are happy to have us up there hunting. And it, like you said, we do it as part, as of course, as a get together. Mm-hmm. You know, we have pizza and, you know, we stay at the Surprise Springs Spa. The girls usually find things to do, but then they'll come out and join us. Mm-hmm. And Linda gets her little Squirrel Wars rifle and blast away for 30 minutes and then she's had enough. She's actually hit a squirrel two or three times.
Bonnie did and I did and the kind gentleman that was helping us had us walked out, and as a physician, I was experienced in actually managing high-velocity rifle injuries. But this is, again, a .17 round at 100 yards to a squeak. All the physics apply.
Oh, it absolutely does.
It was, I won't go into details on the radio, but the point was, yes, we learned a lot. And we also learned that this is actually an important part of keeping these alfalfa farms going because, as you point out, I think, weren't we out there at sort of mating season? I mean, they're very active or busy.
No, they were, they'd already, of course, they have litters all the time.
Yeah.
So, the reason we go out there right then is the alfalfa is starting to come up,
right.
And it's not too high.
Oh,
because if it gets a foot high, it's harder to see them. They're only like 6 inches tall when they're standing up, 6 to 8 inches tall.
True.
So that's an ideal to hunt them. And they're only located up there in higher elevations.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole thing is alfalfa. They introduced poison this year.
Oh.
Or I'm sorry, 2 years ago in two counties, Lassen and Modoc. Well, they're saying after like the second year, on the third year, they're using it like one guy says, Viagra, up here. It's just not working on it.
Oh.
And then if you hunt, we found a place to hunt that is organic, so they can't have anything out there. And they are inundated with squirrels because the rest of the squirrels kind of just migrate over there.
Sure.
Well, anyway, it's something that if you're looking for it, they actually have a Squirrel Day celebration up in Alturas where they have a barbecue and people come up from literally all of the United States to hunt these, to shoot these squirrels.
We found it as a shooting sport. It was quite demanding, and you get a lot of practice and a lot to learn. It was humbling.
Well, it is.
We had fun.
Plus the other thing is kind of like the pheasant hunt. We hunted for 2 days out of four.
Mm-hmm.
So the other days, we had one free day in there, Saturday. So we used that time to, everybody catches up on their stories.
Sure.
I was introduced to cheese curds last year. Have you ever had cheese curds?
No, I don't think so. Unless that's not cottage cheese.
No, it's cheese curds. It's fried, deep fried, cheese curds. And everybody's got their own recipe for it in all the different restaurants. But I tell you what, we ought to be carrying a defibrillator around with us.
Or take me. Yeah. I'll bring my kit.
There you go. Thanks for joining us today for Man Up. Let me reiterate this is due to the fact that none of us are available. Ted's in Mexico, and I'm spoken for something that was like 2 or 3 months ago before we started the show. So we're recording it this morning, and I've been fortunate enough to have Dr. Doug McConnell with me, and who is, you know what, I can think of anything. I pull it out, and you've got information on it. I don't know how you do that. You don't even you don't even look at your phone
Index
or computer.
File, yeah.
Right. Now I'm always pulling stuff up to look at. So thanks a lot for being with us. Next month.
I'm happy to.
Next month, the fourth Thursday of the month next month, we'll all be back together again. And that's right in the middle of our Jake's turkey hunting with all the kids.
Oh.
So we'll be, we'll have, maybe have a couple of them on and,
that's a great thing you guys
that.
Do. I mean,
well, it teaches kids about nature, about hunting safely.
Discipline.
And, every kid that we've had out there has enjoyed it, and the parents really enjoy it that their child is out there
safely.
Because he's the only, he or she are the only ones that can shoot. They're the only ones that have a shotgun. The rest of us are just there to try to help them.
But if a parent wants their kid to have that experience, to do it with pros,
yeah,
safely is a great,
that's
a wonderful
great thing.
Gift.
Yeah. Doug, thanks a lot.
Oh, my
and
pleasure.
We'll be seeing you later today.
Yes, absolutely.
And everybody have a great evening, and we'll be back on the fourth Thursday of next month. Just remember, man up.
We love Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Some things in life you can just rely on.